around the part of the shirt that you put in your mouth by your lips. It's like a person. The Rashi says, why? Shatkiya bizov. It's called you're blowing through gold. V'lo the shofar. Because your lips is touching the gold, not the shofar. Some says like a chatitza. No, you're not touching the shofar itself. The mitzvah is to blow from the shofar. Your lips have to touch the shofar. So if your lips, the makam of your lips touch, there's gold around it, you're puzzled. What about shleib makam anachas piv? If the gold is further up, not near where your lips touch, then it's kosher. So Rabbi Yabai says, that's trying our Mishnah also. That's what our Mishnah says, you're supposed to have gold around the shofar. Doesn't mean all over the shofar. Rather, the first part that goes into your mouth where your lips touch, that your lips have to touch the shofar itself. There shouldn't be a chatzitza, you have to blow the shofar. Just further up above your lips, that's where you're supposed to surround it, put gold around the shofar. Right to the Shtei Chatzotzes Min Azdodim. And Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yatu Chatzotzes on the side of the shofar. For the Gemara, the Trei Koli Minish Tamoy, how could you have both at the same time? How could you have them blow the Chatzotzes and blow the shofar at the same time? Since the Mitzvah Trei is near the shofar, so how could you have them hear the Chatzotzes and the shofar together? For a time you've learned, Zocha V'Shoma V'Dibrechot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zocha V'Shoma, by the two Dibreis. Nemru, what a normal person cannot tell it that. A normal person cannot say two things at the same time. And it's something that our ears cannot hear. So you see, our ears cannot hear two things. We're not able to hear two things at the same time. So the Chur Takasha then, how could you blow the shofar and the chatzitza at the same time? The Chur, you're not being the time to mix the shofar. You're not hearing the shmiya of a shofar. So the Marin says, Lekach, therefore the Mishnah says, Marach the shofar. That's why the shofar always a little bit longer. So it comes out at the end of the tkiyah, you only hear the shofar. So you mekayim the mitzvah by the end of the shmiyah. True, at the beginning of the shmiyah, the shofar, since the chatzotzes is also blowing, you don't have a mitzvah from the beginning of the blowing, but I call upon him, you have the mitzvah at the end, the marach. Shrash lekach marach b'shofar terutzu, this is the teretz. So more is nice to be now, the memory, you want to tell me now, the chishom ma'asof tkiyah, if somebody hears the end of a tkiyah, even though you did not hear the beginning of the tkiyah, like over here at the beginning the chatzitz was blowing also, you couldn't hear the shofar. You only heard the end of the shofar. You mekayim the mitzvah. Yotza. From the Melech, from this we should hear the same thing should apply. Tchilas tkiyah, v'loy seif tkiyah. Let's say you only heard the beginning of the tkiyah, and the end of the tkiyah you did not hear, also you should be mekayim. In other words, the mitzvah of the tkiyah is enough to be mekayim the mitzvah, shmiyas, kel shofar. That's what should come out. So Toshima, come in here, I'll ask you questions on this. Says Alochom, Toka Barishoina. You blew the Seder Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya. You blew a Tkiya. Umoshach Bishtiya Vishniya Kishtaim. Then you blew a Tkiya Shvarim. Then you blew the second time a Tkiya. Now by the second Tkiya, you amarach very long. Instead of blowing it for a half of a minute, you blew it for a complete minute, let's say. You blew a long one. Alochom is Ein Biyodi Alachas. You only have a kiyam of one tkiya. In other words, really what you're doing is tkiya shvarm tkiya, and then again you start tkiya shvarm tkiya. So those middle two tkiyas, you have to have two different tkiyas. What's going to be if you made one long one? Instead of doing two half a minutes, you did one long minute one. It says you're not yotze two tkiyas. It only implies that you did tkiya shvarm tkiya. That's all. After that long minute one, you have to do a second tkiya now for the new one of tkiya shvarm tkiya. The kasher is on my. How come? Tisalak lebe parte. Once you said this middle tkiya that was very long, said the beginning of the tkiya helps for the end of the last cycle. And the end of this tkiya helps for the beginning of the next one. The gift you tell me, you makayim the mitzvah just for the mixus of the shmiya, so you heard the beginning of the tkiya, that's for the last one, tkiya, shvarm tkiya. Now the end of this tkiya should be for the beginning of the next one. How come it's no good? So my answer is here, there's no raya. I tell you, poshid, we don't divide up one tkiya in here. In other words, since the mice was one long tkiya, you can only be yaitse one mixed tkiya with it. We can't say divide this tkiya in half as if to say the beginning what you heard goes for the last cycle, and the end of it goes for the next cycle that you can't do. Even though you only hear half a tkiya yaitse, but to take this one long tkiya and make two different mixed tkiya out of it, that you can't do. We can't divide up one tkiya. So now there's no stira. But if you only hear the beginning of the tkiya, it could be you are yotze the mitzvah. Toshima, come in there, bring another proof. Ha tekeil teichabor. If somebody blows the shofar into a ditch, Or the Teucha Dus, also type of a ditch, just it's a binyan, like a cave in the ground. Or the Teucha Pitum, Rashi says, that's a type of a barrel. Rashi Chov Yiz Gedola. You blew the shofar and the shofar was facing into the big barrel. Is Alocha in Kerl Shofar Shoma Yotza. If you hear the curl of the shofar, you hear the voice of the shofar Yotza. The Kerl Avora Shoma La Yotza. If you only hear the echo, you don't hear the actual curl, only the echo that comes out, you're not Yotza. Is the Kashra Mai, how come you're not Yotza if you hear the echo? Is Leipot Petrilas Kia? Memak Medlaze Kolo. Before you start hearing the echo, you start hearing the double voice. First, you only hear one voice. At the beginning, for sure, you hear the tkiyah. True, you don't hear the whole tkiyah, because in the middle already gets mixed up the echo, you don't hear the whole tkiyah. But at the beginning, you heard clearly the tkiyah. So you're telling me now you hear a mixed up tkiyah. You're making the mitzvah, so what's wrong with hearing an echo? Before you heard the echo, you heard the beginning of the tkiyah, you should be yaitza. So, it's a rai for me that a tkiyah means you have to hear the whole tkiyah. That's the locha. You have to hear a shir from the beginning till the end. You have to hear the shir of the tkiyah. And you can't only hear the beginning or the end. So then we have the question now, since you have the chatzaitz was blowing, while they blew the shofar, l'chura you can't hear to kerlis, she now makam the mitzvah, you didn't hear the shofar. Aye, they were marach, they blew a little bit longer. That's down to the end of the tkiyah. Mastam, there wasn't a shir to hear just the end. The end of the tkiyah, you're not makam the mitzvah. So back to the kasha, how come they blew the chatzaitz royce? B'shas the shofar, you don't have a mitzvah. The Torah says like this. Elatay like this. Elatati koli michad gavra lemishtamoi. From one person, you can't hear two different kailas. Of a mitrei gavra mishtamoi. From two different people, then you could hear it. So Rashi, michad gavra means dumi dizrach of Hashem. That's what it means. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one person would say two words at the same time, it's not possible to say it. It's not possible to hear such a voice. About tell you, if two different people say things, since one has a higher pitch, one has a lower pitch, it's possible to hear both of them. It's possible to hear two. Here also, you can hear the chatzaitzres and you can hear the shofar, you can hear both together. That's why in kind of the mitzvah, it's called, you heard the whole shofar. For the Gemara, if that's true, or mitrei gavri mimishtamoi, can you hear the voice from two different people? For a time, you would learn like this. The Torah, when you come to learn the Torah, echad kairo v'echad matargam. One person says the Kriya, one person lays the Torah, v'yecho matagim, one person interprets the Torah. O bovado shloi heishnayim kurim hoshnayim matagim. You can't have two people at the same time reading it, and you can't have two people explaining it at the same time. You see, two people laying the Sefer Torah at the same time is no good, because you can't hear two people's voice. So Chor Tzakash, here it's two different people laying. Why don't we say one has a higher pitch, one has a lower pitch? You can hear both people laying. Mashmi, even for two different people also you can't hear it. So my answer is like this. It's true. A regular one not. But over here by Shofar it's different. Holaidam ya Shofar is doime elu l'sefer. To the sefer that in. That by Hallel of a Megillah. Mashenke by Kriyas Hallel. Or by Mikra Megillah. Afilo asara koren. Even if you have 10 people laying the Megillah together. Or 10 people saying Hallel together. They can still be Meitzi the Rabbim. The other people that hear it, it's still called, you hear the Megillah, you hear the Shofar. You hear the Megillah, you hear the Hallel. Why? Because Kibon the Chaviv, Yoyev Daite, since it's something special, on Purim, how many times you lay in the Megillah, it's something special. Hallel comes at special times only, something that's very special, then we say you could put your mind to it, and you could hear even for two different people. So now we're fencing by the Shofar also. Since the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is very Chaviv, something special, even though there are two voices at the same time, there's the Shofar, and there's the Chatzaitz voice. But since it's Yoyev Chaviv, it's Yoyev Daitai, you could hear both things. It wouldn't be hard to understand both of them. Yeah. Daitai. So we'll say, Alma, Kivan the Chaviv, Yoyev Daitai, Sochinam here also. Kivan the Chaviv, Yoyev Daitai. Since you, it's Chashiv, it's dear to you, the Tchia Shefer, you put your mind to it, you'll be able to hear it. For sure, you'll be able to hear it. And so the Mara says, so, El Alam Amarach B'Shefer, now that you're telling me, even while they're blowing the chatzaitz race, you could still hear the shofar and you're making the mitzvah shmiyas kol shofar, so why do they have to be marach in the shofar? Why do you have to extend the blowing of the shofar longer than the chatzaitz race? You already ate to the mitzvah at the beginning of the tkiyah. And of the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says, shem mitzvah sayayim b'shofar. Since today the mitzvah is blowing the shofar, we want to like emphasize the shofar. That's why we let the shofar blow more than the chatzaitz race. By the tainis and a tainis b'shel tcharim. Then the shofar was made out of a ram shofar, kfufim bent over one. Or piv mitzufa kesef. Here they only coated it on the outside with silver. For the Gemara, Maishin Osam dissolved, how come before the Rosh Hashanah they coated it with gold? Maishin Ocha, the Kesef, they did it with silver. And the Gemara, boy, your favorite one, Teretz is called Kinufa the Kesefu. On a tiny says, then you're bringing everybody together. When you have a gathering of people together, it's always done with Kesef. You see, the Pasuk says, Asay Lecho Shtei Chatzoitzkos Kesef. The Chatzoitzkos purpose was to gather the people together, so blow it with a silver trumpet. You see, silver they use to gather people together. Here also in a tinus who's gathering people together, they covered it with a silver. The boy same another terrace is like this. Ha Torah chosam amoyna shay Yisrael. The Torah had rachmonis on us not to spend so much money. But since the tinus is often throughout the year, you have a lot of tinusim, and every time you have to coat the shofar with gold, it costs a lot of money. So here Torah gave the lenience, you only have to use silver. Mashenki and Rosh Hashanah, once a year, they would tell you make it from gold. Rashi says, Ha Torah chosam. They have said that the Raya from the Pesuk by Negoyim. It says, V'tzivu ha-koyin, v'pinu ha-sabayish, l'yitamu kli cheresh ha-betoichoy, shein lem tar b'mikvah. When a koyin sees there's a negro in the bayis, first the koyin tells you, first take everything out of the house, before I say the bayis is tummy, in order not to ruin your kli cheresh. Because the kli cheresh, once it becomes tummy, it can't be tabled, you'll have to break it. So Torah ad rachmonis, don't waste your money. You see, the Torah is makvid, we shouldn't waste our money. Therefore, as Indian on tainus, you only have to make it out of silver, not out of gold. For the Gemara of Saul, Hossam Nami, never the Kesef. And so in Rosh Hashanah also then, only coated with gold. Like an Indian to make it nice, it's a Chefs Hashem Mitzvah. Make it look nice, but the Chur should be enough silver, not gold. And the Gemara, Filu Lachi, covered Yom Tov Hodes. On Rosh Hashanah, covered Yom Tov, there it's better. There it's Kedai, to make the Shefa look nice, to coat it with gold. Kopar of the Beis HaMikdash, it was this way. You used to coat it with gold in the Beis HaMikdash. Rapapa Bar Shmuel, Sova Lemevet Ubzik Masnitsin. They wanted to do like our Mishnah says. Rashi Bechatzos was a shofar. In their shul on Rosh Hashanah, they wanted to have two trumpets there. They'll have two trumpets blowing along with the shofar. They wanted to do in their shul the way it says in our Mishnah. Omale Rabbi, Rabbi said back to them, Lo Yamor Nela B'Migdash. That's what the Mishnah says, the mitzvah used the Chatzos with the shofar, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Special for the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no inyan to use the Chatzos on Rosh Hashanah, like we, Lemaisa, we don't have Chatzos. Yeah.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Most of Tanya Namiyochi, I'll bring you proof like this also. Tanya Namiyochi, Vameh Devorim Amurim, when is the Halacha said that you're supposed to use Chatzos with the Shofar, the Migdash? Only this mommy has the base of Migdash. Our big woman outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim outside, Mokam Shesh Chatzoitzroi Sein Shofar. That means on a tainus in you won't use the Chatzoitzroi. When they blew the Chatzoitzroi on a tainus together, gathered everybody together, they did not use the Shofar. Mokam Shesh Shofar, Mashenkar and Rosh Hashanah. When the mitzvahs use the Shofar, then Enoch Nami ain't Chatzoitzroi. There's no in you to use the Chatzoitzroi. We don't use two together. V'chein Hinig Rebbe Chalavta B'Titor. Same thing, also, Rashi says, V'chein Hinig, Mitzki Mishnah Seinu, Shofar V'Chatzoitzroi. Hey, so Rebbe Chalavta held not like this. He held, you're allowed to use Chatzoitzroi in Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash. So he made a minig in Tzipori to use Chatzoitzroi and the Shofar. Rebbe Chananya ben Shradyim B'Sichni. The same thing, in his place, Sichni also used both things. He used the Chatzoitzroi also. U'kishabo dov reitzach chomim. But when the chom heard what was going on, Amrullah, they said back to them, no. Amrullah, they only did this thing in the Beis HaMikdash by the Shar Mizrach. That's the place where they blew the shofar from the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they use the Chatzoitzroi. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't use the Chatzoitzroi. Rashi says, "V'chein hinig k'mishnasiyah the Shar Mizrach of Harabayis chodim ilsi." It's one thing. It's the Shar Mizrach of Harabayis on the Harabayis in the Beis HaMikdash on Shar Mizrach. That's where they blow the shofar. The Yeshurim Samsa means the Shah Mizrach Bezeth Noshim. It means the Shah Mizrach in the Yezeth Noshim, that's where they blew the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So there was a mitzvah to use the Chatzoitzroi also, but only in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside. Omar Rava, the Temer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mikra, where's the Pasuk to say Bechal, you should use the Chatzoitzroi even in the Beis HaMikdash? Therefore the Pasuk says, the Chatzoitzroi is the Kol Shofar, Horiyah Lefnei HaMelech Hashem. So we dashed Lefnei HaMelech Hashem, who did be Nechatzoitzroi, the Kol Shofar? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called the Fnei HaMelech Hashem. There you're supposed to have Chatzoitzroi, the Kol Shofar. I will be Al Maloi, but when you're not the Fnei HaMelech Hashem, you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have to have the chatzeitzvus and the kol shofar. Then it's enough just to have the kol shofar alone without the chatzeitzvus. But then the Mishnah says, shofar ha-yoyv le-rosh Hashanah, le-tki le-brach. The end of the Mishnah says, if Yehuda holds that yoyvul, Not, you understand the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah, the Tzki of the Brachas, that Yovel are the same halacha like Rosh Hashanah. Om Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Kemar Matzlin and Idna, Zeha Yom Tchilas Masecha, Zikorim Le Yom Rishon. On Rosh Hashanah we say this Trila. We say Zeha Yom Tchilas Masecha, Tzrei Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the creation of the world. Zikorim Le Yom Rishon, it's remembrance of the first day of the world. The Chura Kemar Kriab Lezer. The Chur, we only say that according to Reb Lezer Shita, the Yom Reb Lezer holds Petishrei Nivroilam. The world was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world started Chof Hei Belul started, and on Rosh Hashanah that was the Brias of Adam Rishon. That's called Chilas Masecha. So on Tishrei that was the beginning of the Brias Olam. Therefore we say this pasuk. But according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds the world was created in Nisan, and Echnami we don't say this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah. Moshe Ravina, Ravina has a kashif. So the Mishnah says. Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah with Kiyul Brachas. That the same Brachas we say in Rosh Hashanah, we also say in Yom Kippur on Yovel. I believe there are Yom Chilas Masecha, the Kol of Yom Rishon. We have this pasuk that we say in Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah Isam over Yovel. Lester, the Chur, you can't say this pasuk on Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Chur today, Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei, is not called Rishon. It's not called the Kol of Yom Rishon. It's not the Yom Rishon. If you tell me now that we only say this pasuk of Zikaron Yom Rishon according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that it mamish means today is the beginning of the Brias Olam, so on Yom you can't say it then. And the Gemara in Echnani, Ki Katani Asharam, that if we say all the brachas are equal, it's not that it says equal Yom and Rosh Hashanah, it's going on the other halachas, not on the halacha of brachas. In Echnani, so brachas taka they're not shavah. Brachas they have different brachas. That if it says the shavah, maybe means the other brachas. It also means the other things, the shofar is shavah. But all the brachas are not shavah. That's one shot. Rav Shishi Bred Rav Idi Mas Nochi. He learned this halacha like this. Omer Rav Shmuel Bab Yitzchak. Hold it now, not that we learned, shavah ha-yovel Rosh Hashanah l'tki l'brachas. That Rosh Hashanah and yovel has exact same halacha for tki and for the brachas. Is the chur command. Who does that go like? The chur the like Reb Lezer. That does not go like Reb Lezer Shita. In other words, not like Reb Lezer Shita, like Tosafot really speaks out. But luckily, we hold like Reb Yeshua. We hold the world really was created on Nisan. If so, Stamat Akasha, how do we say this Inyan on Rosh Hashanah? How do we say it's Zikaron Yom Rishon? Well, Tosafot says, the parent says, we say it not that it means Yom Rishon out the Brias Olam, but it means Yom Rishon for the Din. Today is the first day, because Roch gives us a Mishpat, gives us a Din. Today is called Yom Rishon out the Yom HaDin Shabbai. So man, it comes out good even to Reb Yeshua. You could say it's called Yom HaDin, that's Yom Rishon. So it says like this, that you're telling me how the Mishnah now says that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, we both say the same brachas. So where is the kasha? Is command, who's this go like? The like Reb Lezer. It has to be not like Reb Lezer Shita. In other words, if according to Reb Yeshua, still we say Yom Rishon because it means the Yom HaDin, then it applies in Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur also could say it's Zikaron Yom Rishon. I mean, today is the beginning of the Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is also the Gemara of the Chsina. So since Yom Kippur is the Yom HaDin, it's possible to say Zikaron Yom Rishon. But if you tell me our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that the reason why we say Zikaron Yom Rishon on Rosh Hashanah, it means literally, that means really, that today the world was created. If so, how can we say it on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not called Zikaron Yom Rishon. That's the question. Then Rabbi Lezer, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, Kivan, the other petition of Nivroilam. Reb Lezer says that the world really was created on Tishrei. Or the same when we say it's the Kol Yom Rishon, it means Mamish, today was the first day of the Brias Olam. If so, Ikos Zeha Yom Tchilas Masechos, the Kol Yom Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Isa, on Rosh Hashanah we say it because today was the beginning of the Brias Olam, over Yovel Lester, but we can't say it on Yovel. So Chura Mishnah cannot go to Kwan to Reb Lezer. And the Gemara know again, Tikatani Ashara. When the Mishnah says that the Shava, Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean for all the things. For this one bracha, the Kol Yom Rishon, and the Chlami, there it's not Shavuot. On Rosh Hashanah you say it, on Yovel you can't say it. That's according to Reb Lezer. Then the Chlami, according to Reb Yeshua, we could say it both on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Rishon just means it's the Koran for the Yom HaDin, and the Yom HaDin, that applies to Yom Kippur also. They says, Vad Yomim Elei, Lav Mishum Briyasa Shalaylam. It's not because the world was created now. And when Mishum Tchilas Maaseh Din, Shoyun the midin boy the sky you my love. Is there shaykh on the Yom Kippur? The Yoivu. That's also shaykh on Yom Kippur. It's also Yoivu. I didn't if the world would be existence or not. So the Mishnah. Shofar shenistak. If you have a shofar that has a crack in it. The dovkoi and you glue it together. It's Rashi, the devik, shakur and glued. Some type of a glue. It's possible. It's no good. Versus a crack is very bad. So, Tosfos learns here, or Rashi says, Pasul Rashi says, they're below Kishtei Shofers. But since it has a crack in it, it looks now like two Shofers. Even though you glued it back together again, a crack is worse. But Tosfos says, Pish, for Kunjus, they're below Kishtei Shofers. Masa Shwas Lema, Shenizdek Lagamri, Shenechlek Lebechatichis. Masa Mamas cracked into two pieces. That's why it's absolutely, even if you glue it together, it still looks like two Shofers. Shemayi Mechub Mitzadech, Rein Zeshtei Shofers, it was only cracked on one side, and you glue it together, it's not absolutely looking like two Shofers. Okay, that's what Rashi learns though. That as a psul now, it looks like two shofers. What about dibuk shivrei shofers psul? If you put pieces of shofar, the shofar broke into pieces, and you glue it together, so it's a psul, same reason. It looks like say shofers. The broken shofar looks like pieces of shofar, that's no good. Right, psul. Nikiv, what about if you have a hole in the shofar? Nikiv, the sosma you